Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for joining today. It is January 16th. I don't know what day it is. It's the 16th. It's our full moon gathering. It is a full moon in Cancer. I am a Cancer. So I could tell you that this moon is very interesting because I feel like where I am in my process of being me. And being in awareness to the work and the energies and the moon, which I've always been, I've always been following the moon and really in flow with the cycles of the moon, where the moon is, what it's doing, and the full moons, the new moons and everything. And it's hitting me exactly where it needs to be hitting me. Again, it's like we could look at it, but when we gain the clarity through doing the work or being in the work, we can really see how these energies can help us so that we can do a better job navigating what is, right? And not only do we have just the full moon in Cancer, we also have Mars retrograding in Cancer. Right. So it's that very intensified energy. And, as I've said before, I'm sure I said this in one of the last classes, but, anytime we have a planet that's retrograding, it's asking us to become introspective, whether it's a Mars retrograde or a Mercury retrograde or anything else. It's asking us to be introspective. So if we're looking at this Cancer energy, not just the full moon, but just in general, Cancer energy, because Mars is in Cancer as a retrograde, right? It's not direct. It doesn't go direct until I think the 23rd or the 24th of February, which is when I'm actually moving. The movers are coming on the 24th of February, right? And so it's coming out of retrograde, which means it's going to free up Cancer to move forward. And I think that happens the day before the movers come to pick everything up. Now you have to think about that. You have to look at that and you have to say, wow, that talk about being in alignment, right? And it's the not just my doing, but it's the whole scenario of what is taking place because that day happened to also work for Beth because she's moving on the same truck, even though we're not going to the same location. Okay. We're sharing the same truck. Sorry, this thing keeps popping up. And so, she had to be ready to go then too. So it's the alignment of all the energies. Now, when Mars first went into retrograde was back in September when this whole thing between us went down, right? Last September. Now here we are. Retrograde had finished in Cancer after September, moved into Leo, the sign of Leo, which it has no problem being in because Mars is fire, Leo is fire, and it's good with the fire, right? Makes everything faster, it speeds everything up, which is how we got to here. Things are starting to come to light, information is coming out, right? Everything is being released and being great momentum forward, right? At this time, right? In this very expedited way, we're seeing information come out in all different ways, in various ways. That's what Mars does. It puts things to action. But when it goes retrograde, it's asking us to be introspective to what might be taking place, or if it goes retrograde back into its a sign, like it's already been in Cancer, and then it's asking us to, okay, go back to that time period in September, and let's see what was happening there, and let's see what's needed now. What do we need to look at now? How do we need to work with the energies now? How do we need to resolve what took place in September now? Right? And sometimes it means do nothing. It means introspection. It means, hands are off the wheel and you're just participating by being an observer, okay? Which is how we expand our consciousness. It's how we gain, soul experience, how we transcend our states of consciousness. Okay. And sometimes it's very hard to be hands off the wheel and not be involved and, be somebody that is so clear in seeing what is transpiring and what's playing out. And yet the universe is like, nope, zip it up and throw the key away. Just lock it up. Just do not engage. It is not for you to engage. It is for you to be an observer now, see what needs to take place within you, give them the freedom to figure it out. That's the kindest thing we can do sometimes, is give them the freedom to figure it out. And so, in this sense of what is taking place, and I'll use me because you're gonna see the example of this and then be able to use it in your, sorry, I'm not really comfortable sitting in this chair trying to do this, but I can't, my office is such a mess from packing that I can't even like look at it. It freaks me out. It's so cluttered. In this whole dynamic, when Beth's daughter moved in January to go down to Florida initially, Beth stopped everything. She went with her. She moved her down to Florida and everything. I just assumed that when Beth moved to Florida in February, her daughter was going to fly up here the day before and then help her manage moving down, driving down with her and taking her four cats, because she has four cats that she's got to take to Florida. And so she said something the other day, and I said to her, I was like, well, your daughter's coming up to help you, right? And she was like, no, she's not. And I was like, what do you mean she's not? You did that for her. And she was like, yeah, she said she couldn't get off work. And I was like, oh, okay. If that's not a clear indication that moving to Florida is not on her timeline, I don't know what is, right? Because you're going down there, not going down there for you. You're going down there for someone else, not on your timeline. Okay. So it's very clear when we see it. When we don't see it, it's not going to be clear to us. We're not going to be able to account for it, right? So it's not clear there. So, this is where we have to really sit in it. I cannot offer any advice or any support in that sense. This is not mine to be involved in. There was a very distinct cut between the two of us, the friendship or whatever, so I do not have the green light from the universe to entertain any conversation there. It is all on her. It's her end. And if she sat with this during this energies, Cancer would point her and reflect inward, because Cancer is very intuitive. The energy of Cancer is very, very intuitive, and would have her, as well as the rest of you, all of us, looking at things in our life from an intuitive perspective. Okay. And then we could see, is this where we need to be, or are we doing something that's not working out completely to the way that we want to work out, right? My pathway has been pulling me for months, for at least 6 months, maybe 8 months, as Joe has known he was going into the academy, keeps asking, and then talking about needing somebody to house sit and everything, asked me a bazillion times, did not want to be in Florida. But the path of least resistance is that path for me, right? It's just calling me, it's pulling me. And once this all went down in September, I had to really sit and look at this and go, like, my ego says it doesn't want to be in Florida, but there's a lot there that's probably going to be processed through, because Florida holds the Atlantean timeline, and I have strong Atlantean ties in my birth chart. I am, a soul derived from Atlantis. And also down there, it holds extreme and intensified sexual energy to clear the distortion of the sexual abuse of power, the patriarchal abuse of power, all these different things. So it's like there's great purpose with why I'm going to be going down there. And so as that started to unwind and present, it's right there in the whole scheme of things. Okay, so it's showing up for me in many different ways, right? Tamara, she is going to Florida too, but it might not be on her timeline to go to Florida. You know, it might not be on her timeline. And it might not be in her best interest. You know, she's getting a lot of resistance with very little pull, very little help, right? She's going to fly down, I think, next week. I think next week or the week after, and go down there and start looking for houses because she sent a couple to her daughter asking her if she would go and look at these houses. And her daughter was like, "Well, I can't do it now, but I'll do it next weekend." And you know, when you're house hunting, you know, if you don't go right away, somebody else is going to get that house, right? So there's been very little help there. And it's been very hard to sit back and watch this and just see what's playing out. But it just shows me like there's still a lot more work that has to be done in that area, right? So we could use this as an example, as a clear example, when pathways are not in your highest best good, we have to look at that and say, why am I heading in this direction if this pathway has any kind of resistance on it? If it's not rolling out the red carpet with the roses and everything else, why are we going down that way? Okay. This energy is gonna give us clarity in everything that we're choosing if we let it. All right. Because there's a lot going on here. We have the nodes of fate that are interplaying with this. We had the nodes of fate in the sign of Aries. Aries is me, myself, and I. Guess what energy she's going down there to? Her daughter's an Aries. Me, myself, and I energy, right? So that energy is not wanting to play nice. That's got to be figured out. The nodes of fate were in Aries energy. It was having all of us on the planet, all of us figuring ourselves out through our engagement with other people, through our relationships with other people. We could look back at things that happened in our life, our situations with other people in our life, and see where we were, you know, where we might have been on a path we shouldn't have been on, or might have been you know, trying to be with someone that wasn't in vibrational alignment with us, right? And then have that figured out. But now the nodes of fate have shifted again, and it's not having us reflect on other people. It's having us reflect within. It's having us reflect within our own inner being, right? Within our own sense of self. So this is something that's really important for all of us to have an awareness of, because it takes the idea of looking outside of yourself for what it is that you need and is asking you to bring it, or asking all of us to bring it back into ourselves so that we're sourcing that information for ourselves. Now, isn't that great that, you know, that this class is kind of predicated, this community is predicated on sourcing for ourselves, self-empowerment, so that we're not looking for somebody else to be the source of our truth. Right? We can bring our own self-awareness. So we have this moon in Cancer that's doing that for us. It's pushing us back into a place where we want to be the one that is the source of whatever it is that we're needing. So it's about intuition, okay? It's about the emotions. And sometimes we have to have big bursts of emotions. We have to feel really, really big. We have to feel really, really deep, because When we do that, we're clearing karma. We're clearing the Akash from our field. So sometimes we have to have those big bursts of emotion and get really deep into that guttural expression of self, and we can't do it any other way. Okay? So the other part of this is when we're doing that and we're sourcing through self and we're sitting in the emotion and we're sitting in the intuition and we're asking what I need to know, we're coming from a place where we're initiating heightened states of intuition, where we're creating these opportunities for greater expansion, right? The crown expands, we get the tingles all over the place. You may feel like you have some lumps or ridges or bumps on your head, that's all part of it. But that's part of the transformation that we're all going through, that we're all experiencing at this time. Okay. So it'll shift us into the greatest clarity if we let it. If we are not, and if we're in resistance to it, that means we're in resistance to what is occurring, which means that we're going to be in the energy of pain and suffering because resistance is pain and suffering. When we're in a state of pain and suffering, we have to stop ourselves and say, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why am I feeling like I'm suffering? Why am I in so much pain? And then really identify the cause of the pain because it's the illusion that we have to feel suffering or we have to feel pain. That idea is birthed through our incarnation process. It's part of the circle of the karmic loop that ties us to the incarnation process, where it automatically feeds us into pain and suffering because it's part of that karmic loop cycle, right? And this timing that we're having with this full moon in Cancer is asking us, where do we need to let go? What do we need to move on from? Right? Sometimes it's a who, sometimes it's a place. Sometimes it's a thing. Sometimes it's a who and a place. Sometimes it's a place and a thing, right? Some it could be a combination of a bunch of different things. And it can also be, what is it that's calling us that we're in resistance to that's really on our life path, right? Like I just explained with my situation with Florida. Okay. And so when we can look at that and we could sit down and we can write out these questions and really get clear with ourselves and say, what am I in resistance to? What am I not wanting to see here? What am I not wanting to feel? What am I not willing to let go of? Who am I not willing to move on from? Okay. All it's going to do is give us greater clarity. We get so emotional to thinking it has to be this way. We create the idea of pain and suffering for ourselves. I have to let Dre in. He's stuck outside. Hang on one second. I'm just going to pause the recording. Hang on. Okay. All right. We're back in business. Sorry about that. So this is how the energies are looking, right? And if you use all of this information and you look at the situation that I'm in, you could see how it's in perfect alignment. And it's not just me that this is taking place, this is happening to. This is every single person on the planet, whether it's known or it's not known, right? And it's up to us to look at it and get clear on it and then make a decision about it in the way that I just shared with you, right? We could sit down and we can look at it, we could write it out, we could be like, where do I need to let go of something? Where do I need to move into something? Maybe I need to move towards something. When I finally surrendered to moving to Florida, it was just like so much stuff is just lighting up. So I'm like, it's definitely on my path, right? And I've had so many step forward and be like, I feel like that's so aligned for you. It's going to be great. It's in your field, you know. And so it just is, you know, it's what is. And so when we have these shifts, whether it's the moon, it's the nodes of fate, we have to pay attention to what's taking place because it really tells us how we can do a better job navigating our reality, right? We can do a better job navigating our path forward and how we're going to transact that, right? So the full moons, if you don't know, full moons are about completions. They're about culminations, endings, however you want to express it, right? Maybe it's an ending of a work situation, ending of a relationship situation. I mean, look at under the guise of this full moon, we're ending one government administration and going into another government administration. And that's going to be a huge shift because just before the elections in November, just before, I mean, like maybe a week prior, we went into this huge timeline shift on the Earth that's going to be culminating or amplifying or what, however you want to express it, right? We all express it differently, but it's going to be amplified on the 25th of January when seven planets line up in the solar system, in the cosmos, right? We're seeing all kinds of crazy weather patterning. Everything is shifting. Everything is shifting now. And this planetary alignment that's going to take place on the 25th, that's a timeline shift. We've been seeing people departing the Earth very quickly the last year, especially the last year. It's going to get even faster. We're going to really start to see that speed up in a lot of different ways, right? But we're looking at completions. And because Cancer is a sign of deep emotional knowing, it's like, you have to look at this from the perspective within yourself now at this time, as we're all having intensified feelings about something, about everything, right? And sometimes we don't even understand or know what that means, or we have a thought and we're, you know, like, oh, maybe that's not so, right? Like, I have a client that I'm working with, and there's a problem with one of the children, and I was in the shower this morning and I had this thought, and I was like, well, in my, you know, just a thought I had, like out of the blue, was like, oh, so and so is going to take care of it, the other child, right? And I thought, how is that possible? They don't even go to the same school. They're not, the schools are not in the same neighborhood, nothing. And then I reach out to that client because I just wanted to make sure that everything was stable and okay. And they're like, oh yeah, it's kind of seems to have quieted down and resolved because so and so called upon some of their friends to kind of intervene and just keep an eye out and keep a lookout and everything. And I was like, I got that message this morning but couldn't figure that out because how is that going to be possible when they are not even in the same school and yet their friends are, right? The other's friends are. So it all resolved itself in kind of a way that only it could if we allow the universe to do the work and not make it something more than maybe it needs to be, right? Because we blow things up and take them out of proportion at times. So it's about this deep inner knowing. The moon, Cancer is a sign of intuition, right? It's a gut knowing. You know in your gut, right? Cancer's asking us, what are you afraid to know? Is there something that you know that maybe you're afraid to know? Is there something that your gut knows it maybe you're not wanting to see? Right? Is there something that you're not looking at because you don't think you're gonna like it? So this is where we have to ask ourselves these tough questions. And if there is something that is presenting for you, Can you sit an assessment of it and go within the gut and see what is your gut saying? Do you have a gut feeling about it? Right? Because that's the sign of Cancer. It wants us to insource our power and not outsource our power. And that is simply meant by not asking the person next to you, hey, what do you think if I do this or that, blah, 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 right? Because all that says is you're wanting a permission slip because you're not feeling your power. You're not feeling enough in that moment. And you're needing a permission slip to be your powerful self. So we don't want to outsource ourselves. We want to insource ourselves and stand in our power. And what would be so bad if we insource and it doesn't go quite like we wanted it to? What would be so bad about that? We obviously will learn something from it. And then the next time we'll know to really go deeper and do a better job of insourcing what is coming up for us and doing a better job sitting within it to make our decisions, right? To decide, is this right for me? Is this good for me? Instead of going outside of ourselves to someone else, because that's the only way we're going to learn. We have to retrain ourselves because our whole lives we've been taught to outsource. So now we have to take this power back within and start insourcing, so that we can come from a place within ourselves that will allow us to feel powerful, allow us to step into that warrior aspect that is who we are. Okay, Tamara?
Oh, there it goes. So, yeah, a couple of things happen. I've been feeling very intuitive, maybe because I've been following I was supposed to go to Florida this weekend. I'm not going to go. It's Angie's birthday. And I've been following my intuition, especially in dreams. My mother's been coming into my dreams almost every night. I told you that dream that I had, and I got the knowing myself that it's birthing a new reality. I didn't look it up or anything. And then all of a sudden, I applied for this contest a while ago and I forgot all about it. They didn't select a lot of people to compete, so they selected me. So all of a sudden, I got this message today in my head that all the things you've done all this time, that everything said no, is to bring you to this point for the contest. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's that to have a platform to help more kids. That's
If it feels true,
yes.
it has to be true, right? If it feels true for you, it's your story.
Yes.
Yeah,
I feel
congratulations.
more aligned to, like, even though I need the money to pay bills and freedom, I feel more aligned to do like the mission and purpose of my business to help kids, you know, especially kids that don't have support, that don't live a supportive environment, to be healthy, like physically and mentally. And Kenny's cousin actually works for the mayor's office. She's also gone to Columbia Law School, and she knows about a lot of events like in the city for kids that need help. I was going to ask her if I could do something to help.
That's great. It sounds like all of that is coming from your intuition. It's leading you to check with this person and maybe relax into the idea that you've already won the contest, right? Thank you, universe. I have won the contest. When you go in there with that intention, it changes everything. It gives you a different perspective. It brings you into that timeline in a higher way, right? We're having a lot of awareness to that. Everybody is starting to catch on that we really do create our reality, right? Everything that we're thinking in our reality, we're really creating that reality from the highest perspective when we're choosing to. And when we're not choosing to, we're creating it from the lowest perspective. And then we're getting a lower distorted type of scenario, right? That's playing out. So we have to see it from the highest and make sure that we're holding it from the highest, because
Yes, I have a feeling I won the contest though today. I was like, I think all the things that happened came to this moment to have a platform to bring my message across.
You got to hold on to the idea, or you got to see yourself with that check. You got to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I won it. I can't believe it. You're holding the check in your hand, going like, I can't believe I won. I can't. This is so wonderful. I won. I won. I won. And then feel the feeling of winning and see yourself holding the check. That's how you do it, because now you're shifting timelines, right? You're shifting timelines. You're creating new realities,
And
right?
I think Damon John has kids. I think he would love the whole idea behind my mission because we had to put those things in the comments for the contest.
This, if you look at it from the highest perspective and you say, this is my year, it's my time to shine, the universe is lining everything up for me, right? It's my time. Then it's going to be your time. But if you're not certain and there's any doubt in any area of that, it's not going to play out in the highest way. We have to hold the complete authority to what it is that we're desiring to have happen, right? We have to hold complete authority to building that timeline, to building that reality.
But
Okay.
doubt kills attention.
I mean, and you have to look at it from the perspective of, let me put something in my reality that is going to show me that I'm on the highest timeline, right? Let me put something in my reality that's going to show me that I'm operating from the highest timeline, and let that build, and that will keep building. So it's up to you now to be, stay excited about what is transpiring, and then look for signs. Look for the signs of what is transpiring for you, right? Like, maybe you're going to see that guy's name popping up in different places. Maybe you're going to get something else with that wants to involve you with kids. You're going to see different signs. There's going to be different signs of it. So it's up to you to look for that, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, I'm going to use Maria as an example because she sent me a happy note this morning. And so I don't know how long ago, might maybe have been a month ago, we were on a call here in the community, and she asked me about her son, and they were looking to buy a house. They're having a baby. Yes, am I
I
right? They're having a
remember that.
baby, Maria. And we sussed that out, and I said to them, as I sat in it, I felt like they were going to get Anona's house, right? Like it would be like grandma's house, right? That was going on the market for sale or whatever. And she passed that information on to her son and daughter-in-law. And the house market has been very challenging. And if you don't go right away, or you don't put a bid on it right away, somebody else is going to come along or whatever, So I said, well, I said, this is what I feel. And I feel like, whoever's house they're going to get the house simply because they wanted someone who has a baby, is going to create family there, because that's what, Nona, that's what grandma would have wanted. And today Maria sent me a message and sent a little sign, a picture of a picture on the wall. That was like a grandparent's picture, with all the names of the grandchildren on it. And so she was like, look, Nona showed up. And I said, that's exactly what happened. It's indicative of holding that vibration in the field. Now, it's not just her son that's holding the vibration. His wife is holding the vibration. The unborn child is holding the vibration. Maria is holding the vibration, right? As you have a lot of sources holding the vibration to find a house that Nona owned, that would be the next house that would be going to her son. So these are the little signs, because even if it turns out it's not this house that they are meant to be in is on its way. And these are the little signs that we look for, that we get excited about. And the more excited we get to it, to the possibility of it, to the unfoldment of it, right, to the receiving of it, the faster we manifest it for our own abundance to it, right, where we then can receive it very easily. Okay, so it's really important to hold the highest expectation, the highest excitement, the highest intention. Okay, intention more than an expectation, because an expectation can be empty if you're not sourcing it from the heart center, right? Because the expectation sometimes is the head. Intention could be the head, but intention is a lot of times pointed to the heart. So we have to be very, very clear with what it is that we're sending out to the universe. In these energies, I mean, what would be perfect would be a house now for them to get this house. Why? Because we're in the sign of Cancer. Cancer is a homebody. Cancer is the crab that carries its house with it wherever it goes, right? The Cancer crab, the shell, it carries the house wherever it goes. So this would be the perfect time to move them out of their situation where they're living now and into their brand new home where they can create their own family, right? So this is what we're working with. This is the energy that we're working in. And the same likeness is for all of us, no matter what it is, right? I know Sue had mentioned she was looking to move. It's the same thing for everybody. We all have that same potential and the same possibility for where we are heading. We just have to see it, okay? It was funny because Joe is away right now. He's in Tokyo with his brother and his father and a cousin and the father-in-law, and not Joe's father-in-law, his brother's father-in-law. And so this morning he messaged me and he said, "Can you believe this person on Instagram is looking for a real estate agent in this county?" He's like, "That's the county that I'm supposed to be training in." And I said, "I know, isn't that amazing that it's sourcing you, that it's calling you, that it's lining up for you, that it's showing you, right? Because why? Because your house issue has resolved itself. You no longer are looking for somebody to find to sit your house for you, right? You're no longer looking for that person to source to look for the house for you. You have that. So, of course, now that timeline, that reality is going to keep pulling you in. It's going to keep calling you in. And it's going to pull you to it. Excuse me. It's going to source you to it, right? So, this is what you need to pay attention to. It's what is pulling you in. And so sometimes if we're not paying attention to that, we're going to miss that that's what the sign is, right? We have to be really clear. We have to see it. We have to get excited. It's like, "Oh my goodness, look at this. This county is showing up for me. I'm not even there yet. I'm 7 months away from, or 8 months away from the even the first day that I might be working there, but the county, it's showing up for me," right? We have to see the signs, because if we're not seeing the signs, we're gonna miss them, and we're not gonna be a receiver to what is playing out. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? So I don't want to talk for you, Maria. If you want to come on and share about your son, please, feel like you could do that.
Yeah, they're both, they laughed at, well, my son laughed when I first told him about the Nona aspect that you had mentioned, but
Okay.
I know they've been manifesting this and they think it a lot because they do really want to move out of Manhattan.
But I also noted on the picture they sent me, the time that they took the picture was 11:11. So I pointed that out to them too. And my daughter-in-law loved that.
Yeah,
I
that.
also said exactly what you said. She has not seen the house. She's seeing it tomorrow. So
Okay.
they got that picture from the, Zillow,
Oh,
where
okay.
she looked deeply
Yeah.
into it and saw. But I said, even if you don't love the inside as much as you think you're going to, it just means you're getting closer,
You're
exactly
getting,
what you said.
yeah. Yeah, and 11:11, the 11s are the number of manifestation, right? And when we add the 11s together, we get 2 and 2, and 2 is about new pathways. And then when we add the 2s together, we get the 4, and the 4 is foundation, the 4 is home.
That's good.
So,
Yeah.
there's a lot going on in that message, right? In that 11:11. There's a lot going on in there. So, I mean, we have to look at it all, everything. The way that the perception reads on signs is that, well, it's just a randomness of the universe, or it's like, oh, look, it's the synchronicity. No, it's really not. It's the soul lining up with what is presenting. The soul is lining up. The soul is getting ready. It's getting you ready. It's getting them ready, right? It's like, get ready to be ready because you need to be ready. It's coming, right? That type of thing. So when we see it and we can interact with it and we can participate with it, it puts us in a much better position to be a receiver of it. But if we're constantly in the negative energy and we're not participating in great clarity and being a receiver to it, and we're in the negative of it and we keep shutting it down, eventually that doorway closes and it'll just stay closed. Right. So the fun here is that the three of you are participating with this together. And, like I said, the baby's involved too. It knows where it's supposed to be. So it's kind of exciting to watch this all unfold at this time. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll have to keep us all posted on this because it's pretty interesting how it's all setting up, and that they even noticed that picture on the wall that alluded to it being a grandmother's house, right? Like there, that just shows you the soul wants to be like, it wants to have this acknowledged. It's like, hey, don't play. We're serious. Like that was a serious little nugget of information. Now take it. What can you do with it, right? Make it something more.
I
And that's
know I was so excited when I saw it because of what you had said, and I knew you were busy this morning, probably prepping for the class. But I was like, I gotta send this to you.
Yeah,
Close it.
no, I appreciate
Exciting.
it. I love that. I appreciate it. I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful stuff. So this is where, we have complete control, right? We have complete power over the willy-nilly, over the randomness. And here, the idea is that if we're not present, if we're not paying attention, and that was a great acknowledgement of presence, right? To be looking at the online pictures of the house and see this picture that's like says it's grandma's house, right? Like how much more aware could you possibly be? You're just looking at a room and you see a picture and you're like, oh, what does that picture say? Oh, this might have been Nona's house. I'm gonna take a picture of it and I'm gonna send it and I'm gonna shoot that out to the universe. I'm gonna light ground it into the universe. I'm gonna put the intention out there. I'm getting all this to get this ready, right? But when we're not doing that because we're not coming from a place of presence, then what we're doing is we're streaming our energy, we're sourcing our energy through the collective consciousness that's out there. And if we're not paying attention, we're sourcing through the collective consciousness, and the collective consciousness that we might be sourcing through randomly is not a timeline we want to be on. And then what we can't figure out how come nothing's working out for us. Right? Because we are not technically, we're not in the driver's seat. We don't want to have our hands on the wheel. Right? Because if I still have my hands on the wheel, I'd be like, nope, not going to Florida, turning off to go somewhere else, right? But I let go of the wheel and I'm like, all right, I guess the bus is still taking me here. I guess I'm supposed to go here. Nothing else was opening up. To get, John and Linda had invited me to go and move to England, which I would have loved to do. I would love to do that. But the paperwork and the red tape and all of that stuff that like hit me right away was like, okay, that's not my timeline right now, but that might be my timeline once all of the shenanigans and the governments kind of resolve itself, right? That could be an interesting timeline. I could definitely see myself doing that. There were a couple of areas that I really enjoyed visiting. I could definitely see that. And then there was another thought that I had. I thought to myself, well, maybe after Florida, I'm supposed to go to Hawaii. And I was like, well, that's an interesting thought. Where the heck did that come from? But that feels good. I have a cousin that lives in Hawaii. Not that I would be going there to see him or anything. I mean, technically, he's at his parents' house in North Carolina anyway. But then randomly, somebody that I know said to me yesterday, well, and don't know anything. They don't know anything. They said, well, maybe Florida is a stepping stone for you to get to Hawaii. And I was like, yeah, there's the Hawaii thing again, right? But it's because of presence. Now the universe can start to line things up so that if I do only stay in Florida for 18 months or 2 years, whatever it ends up being, is like that pathway is already being carved to my next destination, and it's just going to pull me there so easily. I won't have to fight it. That stream will just grab me and be like, let's go, right? It's not going to be hardship. But we have a tendency as humans to want to do it from the mind. And when we do that, what do? We create chaos, right? We're creating chaos. So we have to be conscious. We have to allow ourselves to, have the experience that we need to have to allow things to play out in the way that they need to play out. It could be something random too, something that's not, it's just a thought that keeps coming to us, right? I mean, I'm going to use Debbie now because she does pottery down in Florida, right? She's a potter, I think they call them. And she's out there, spinning pottery on her wheel, and she only just started that a year ago when she moved to Florida. And she, one of her things got ruined, and she had this thought in her mind to just keep pursuing, asking them if she could reuse one of the forms of the molds or something like that. And instead of just shutting it down because somebody told her it was not possible, they weren't using it anymore, they weren't allowing it anymore. And she was like, no, I'm going to listen to my intuition. I'm going to go and I'm going to ask them and whatever. And then she did, and she used it, and she made something beautiful with it, right? And then that sparked even more creation. And then from that creation, now she's making beautiful vases and a chip dip and like all different kinds of things that she is in the creation of, right? But what did that do? Because she didn't give up on herself and she followed her passion and she was able to continue those creation codes. We need the creation codes for 5D energies for higher timeline creation. Right? But if we give up on ourselves and we don't pursue it, or we don't follow our passion, we don't have to know if it's our purpose or not. All we need to know is it our passion? And I'm pretty sure Debbie's going to say yes if I ask her, is pottery your passion? Yeah, pretty much, right? And so if she's having a great time making pottery, then she's sourcing the codes for 5D and higher timelines. We have to stay present to what it is that we're creating so that we're not letting something pass us by that is meant for us, right? And that's why we're back to this energy sourcing that's taking place through this Cancer moon, because it's not just about the Cancer moon right now. We have a very magical planetary cocktail, aside from those seven planets lining up, right? That are also interacting with this moon. We have the sun interacting, we have the moon interacting, we have Jupiter interacting, we have Neptune interacting. There's a lot of planets. Some of them are interacting and coming together in happy ways, and some of them are in ways that are like, come on, you know, we got to figure this out. We got to get to this point, and how are we going to do this? Whatever. And then the planets that are playing nice are like, oh, we'll help you out. We'll help you figure it out. We'll take some of the pressure off. It's just still going to have to do the work, but we'll help you out, right? So we have all of this in the mix that's taking place right now. And it's our job to attune it to bring this big energy in. And how do we do that? We do what we said before. We're going to hold our intention. We're going to activate the streams of consciousness within ourselves. And it's going to be very, very easy to do because we know how to hold intention. We know how to call upon what it is that we hold a desire for. Okay. So I'm just going to look at my notes to make sure I'm not repeating myself. You know, the practice here is very something that's very simple. We can use the sun's energy and sit in a meditative state. And I'm not saying meditate, but we could sit in a meditative state and we could say, I'm going to connect to the sun. I know what the sun looks like. I know what the sun feels like. And I'm going to sit and I'm going to connect to sun consciousness, right? The sun, it could be masculine, could be feminine, but if we're in the time of the moon and the moon is feminine energy, we're going to make the sun masculine energy. So we have that, you know, polarization, the duality, right? We want the divine masculine sun. We want the divine feminine moon. So we're playing out those two. So activating the power from within the depths of our soul. So once we feel the alignment with the sun and we've got that energy that we're sourcing into us, we're next going to source the moon. Right? We're going to close our eyes. We're going to pull in the energies of the moon. We're going to start to feel the divine feminine playing into this and let that activate the depths of our intuitive senses as we sit and we commune with the moon energy. And we just let ourselves feel into that from the deepest place within us. Okay. And then what we want to do is we want to tune into Mars energy. Now we don't have to know what the planet Mars looks like, right? But we could envision like a red, fiery planet and let that planet call to us and then use that planet to activate our warrior self. It doesn't matter if it's a divine feminine warrior aspect or a divine masculine warrior aspect, it doesn't matter, right? What we're looking is we're looking to activate taking action. We're wanting to activate moving forward. We're wanting to use all of these energies that are out there to balance our innate divine masculine and divine feminine energy. Because we have to remember, we can't be doing too much because divine feminine is about being. We can't be in the state of being too much because the divine masculine is about doing. There has to be a balance of both of those in order for us to be in balance and vibrational alignment, right? So we want to let the energies do their thing with us as we sit in those energies. We have the sun, we have the moon, we have Mars, very intensified, those three, very, very intensified. If we feel a burst of energy and we feel emotional to something, let that emotion come up. Those outbursts, those bursts of tears is how we're clearing the Akashic record, right? The Akashic records that we all hold that tie us to Gaia, it's how we're clearing those Akashic records. So we have to have those moments, okay? So don't be upset with yourself if you bust out into, you know, a fit of crying or some kind of emotion or something like that, because we definitely need it. We need it to be able to transcend the next highest states of consciousness. It is going to assist us at healing the deepest wounds within us. Because when we're not allowing ourselves to cry, we're just holding that all within. It becomes massive distortion in the body. And the body's already doing enough to try and, break down and move beyond the limitations of the matrix and the different template overlays that we're built with, right? The muscles are the different levels to the interconnectedness within the matrix. So when we're achy and feeling pain in the body, and it's on a muscular level, it's because we're going through that next level of activation within our cosmic self, okay? And we're breaking down though the old matrix so that we can step up into these new platforms of consciousness, these new states of conscious evolution, okay? So if you're going through a rough time, just own it. Let yourself go through the rough time, you know? If you don't want to go through the rough time, you're just gonna create resistance, as we said earlier, and a resistance is just going to keep you cycling in these heavy, denser energies. We don't want to do that. We want to allow ourselves to move beyond it. So if you're going through something and you don't like what's happening, just sit and be an observer to it. Be conscious about what is happening so that you can move through it with grace and ease. You don't have to like it, but if you don't like it and you're in resistance to it, you're creating pain and suffering for yourself and your body. So we don't want to do that. As a matter of fact, we can clear whatever the distortion is that we're playing in, right? I'm very conscious about what I'm creating here, especially knowing that I have a full moon in Cancer. I am a Cancer, Sun, Cancer right here. And I also have Mars retrograding in Cancer, right? I am being very, very cautious with everything that is transpiring with me because I know I have to come from a place of clarity. I have to move beyond what I might feel as a limitation for myself. So that I'm not feeding that distortion, feeding that dynamic, right? And instead, I need to come from the higher aspect of myself as a creator and look at what can I create at this time, even if I'm tearing down, right? I'm restructuring, I'm packing, and I'm going to be moving and all of that. But what is it that I could do for myself that I can create? Where can I create a new dynamic, a new paradigm, a new platform, a new whatever? And how can I do that? Am I going to do it through writing? Am I going to do it through teaching? Am I going to do it through painting, through traveling, through singing, through dancing, whatever way that could be, right? We can. And of something very old that came to me today, so I wrote it down, was a statement that I used to use was, I'm ready to clear. And then you say whatever it is that you're needing to clear, right? I'm ready to clear. And you could say, I'm ready to clear a pathway forward in my life. I'm ready to clear this relationship out of my life. I'm ready to clear drama out of my life, right? And it's almost like saying the clearing statement, right? We used that a long time ago. Anything standing in my way of clearing all drama in my life, we could use that, right? Anything standing in my way of clearing all drama in my life. Across all, wait, I'm losing for a second, 1 second. Anything standing in my way of clearing all soul contracts, karmic ties, bloodline lineages, oaths, vows, and creeds concerning drama. And you could have drama with a person. Cancel, delete, and restore across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, good, bad, right, or wrong, pod and pock, pod. Point of destruction, POC, point of creation, right? duality, polarity. We're clearing it through all of there. Now you can use those clearing statements, okay? Those were created by, and probably not even by him. I'm pretty sure he used them. I don't think he created them because they've been around for centuries and centuries. But this Dr. Dean Scherer, I think was his name. And this again is going back like years and many moons ago, right? When I first heard about this. But it's we're using a universal statement, a powerful, powerful statement. Anything standing in my way of clearing all soul contracts, karmic ties, bloodline lineages, oaths, vows, and creeds concerning money. Cancel, restory across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, good, bad, right, wrong, pot and pock, right? We want to do that if we can't do it any other way, because what we're doing is we're reminding ourselves, hey, I'm a creator here. I'm creating. If I can't create, if I can't let go to create something new in any other way, I'm going to remind myself on a regular basis. I used it when I was clearing the cyst. And so I would say anything standing in my way, clearing all soul contracts, karmic ties, bloodline lineages, oaths, vows, and creeds concerning this cyst and running the same old stories about myself, my lack of self-worth, cancel, delete, and restory across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, good, bad, right, wrong, pod, and poc, right? And I would do that very slowly and just sit there, my eyes closed, and just say it and feel it deeply in my body. And then what started happening was all of a sudden I'd say the clearing statement and a new word would pop up, like desperation. I remember that one time and I was like, what? Desperation? I'm not desperate. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to clear it anyway, right? And then I said, anything standing in my way of clearing all soul contracts, karmic ties, bloodline lineages, oaths, vows, and creeds concerning desperation I might be holding. Cancel, delete, and restory across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, good, bad, right, wrong, pod, and poc. And then I felt that. How did that feel? That felt like, oh, that felt like I don't have to clear desperation anymore. Okay, what else might I want to clear surrounding the cyst, right? Or what else might I want to clear surrounding resistance to winning the award for my vitamals? Or what else might I want to clear surrounding resistance to the perfect house coming in for me that I might be able to buy a house immediately? What else might I be able to clear with regard to the resistance I'm holding to someone else's choice to heal themselves or not? What else might I be holding when it comes to, being the best version of me that I could be, or being in a lax state of consciousness, or not feeling my worth because I don't have more clients, or not feeling my worth because I'm measuring myself in ways against what others are doing that I shouldn't be doing, right? That I shouldn't be measuring myself against, right? We could use it for anything. We could use it for relationships in our life. We could use it for an illness that we've had. We could use it for anything. Okay. That's a great statement because the more we can remind ourselves, I'm ready to clear this. I'm ready to clear this cyst. I'm ready to clear this lack consciousness. I'm ready to clear this self-doubt. I'm ready to clear this. Whatever, self-worth, right? Whatever it is, now's the time to use it because the energies that are at play for us to be able to expand ourselves into greater states of consciousness, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Does anybody have any questions on that? So,
Really interesting that you're talking about this because in the last week, I've just been naturally saying, like, when something denser comes into my consciousness, I've been automatically saying, I'm expanding beyond, like, whatever that density is. So that's kind of cool alignment. I say it differently, I guess.
Well, this is a way, if you think about what I'm offering, what I'm saying is I'm offering a statement that is clearing across all realities, all timelines, all galaxies, all universes, and not just here.
I did that. I said that a few times in 2021. And I guess I've been reading Lisa's stuff, and I like the feeling of expansion rather than getting rid of something.
Well, you're not actually getting rid of it in a sense. You're expanding outside of it, right? Because it's a construct that has been built around the idea of the bubble of incarnation, so to speak, right?
I
So,
think it's the same thing, it's just different words.
yeah, it's the same thing. But we want to, and sometimes we need to be specific, right? We need to be specific about what it is that we're looking to move beyond, because the ego is very, very sneaky. And the ego can keep us in a pattern, in a cycle. I see it happen all the time, where we need to appear a certain way, right? We could take one of the ways, importance, right? We need to be important in some way. And so the ego could be really sneaky, and we believe or perceive we're clearing something on this side over here, but we're still locked in over here because we're not clearing it with the full intention of moving beyond the confines of it, the parameters of it, right? Moving into a higher state of consciousness. So we're always going to have to look to see, how is it that we're showing up? How is it that we're showing up, that we're moving forward, that we're self-empowering? I love that you brought her up because I was in her classes and a student of hers for many, many years. And she was the epitome of the work. But even many times I saw her step away because there was still ego presenting that needed to be, shifted, that needed to be moved out. And then at one point, when she had released enough of that ego, her groups that we used to do went from 14 hours long, because she could hold her light body for 14 hours. It went from 14 hours long down to 8 hours, and then to 6 hours, and then to 4 hours, But that was still the operation of ego consciousness from that perspective, right? So that's why I'm offering this as another opportunity, because it asks us to really be clear. If we're saying we're clearing it, I'm clearing all soul contracts, karmic ties, bloodline lineages, oaths, vows, and creeds. Like, anywhere I might have elected to take this in under any construct, under any pretense, any matrix working that I have taken this in, and I'm going to clear it. I'm intentional in my desire to clear it across all time space realities. That's wherever I could have created or manifested it in the cosmic scheme of things. All time space realities, across all quantum fields, from the point of my creation to the point of my destruction, right? Like from every little nook and cranny. What that does, in my opinion, and I didn't get this from her class, right? I got this from another. But what that does, in my opinion, is it puts things in perspective because it forces us to really pay attention to what it is that we're doing in that moment. What's the offering? I know if I'm saying that, I'm intending to clear it from the depths of my being. Right? I'm wiping it out from every soul contract, every karmic tie, every oath I might have taken, any creeds, bloodline lineages, generational imprinting, right? Across all time, space, realities, good and bad, right and wrong. There is no such thing. That's why we're clearing both, right? Across all time, space, realities, good, bad, right, wrong, from the point of destruction, the point of creation. We're getting rid of all of it, but it's so intended on my part, and I'm so certain that this is what I'm doing. I'm clearing a belief that I have that's so rooted in me. And this is part of the reason that I offer this. I'm not saying it's the end all be all, but this is why this has worked. It's how I cleared the cyst that I had. There was nothing else that cleared the cyst. Is because it is asking you to focus on your desire to move on from it. It's not in the field anymore. I'm not aligning with it in any way, right?
It's about the energy we're holding and intending, right? Like I'm finding, like you're speaking from your perspective, I'm speaking from my perspective, and it's all, I feel like it's the same thing, and words get in the way. And it's the same energy. I've been finding this with people that I talk to. It's like I feel the similar energy, but words get in the way. But it's like I feel the energy. Does that make sense?
We all have our way of I guess verbalizing or connecting to the energies. The reason I explained it so deeply is because I want everybody in the community to be super aware of why I'm suggesting this, and I'm not just suggesting that you hold the intention that you're otherworldly or beyond the creation of that, if you're not, because I see too many times where now that perspective is taken. And like I said, I was in her community and I saw it from her, which is why I ended up leaving, because there were many times she would come from an ego perspective. And being a student, watching a teacher coming from an ego perspective when she was teaching us to really create beyond that ego, where I don't feel like I need to show up every time. If there's any dialogue taking place, where like I could use the group with John, I told him, I was like, I will show up when I can, but I'm not always gonna show up and jump in there to interact with somebody, because a lot of times people are going to be working through the distortion of victimhood in that community. And I'm not going to have a stream of 20 conversations over the span of hours. I don't have that kind of time. I don't, I did that back, that was back then. I can't, now I don't need to be that voice. I don't need to display in that way, right? So I'm using that as an example of where I'm choosing. My ego does not need to show what it knows, or to amplify any of that, right? And that's what I was seeing with Lisa, which is why I ended up leaving the community and just, started doing my own thing because I was still seeing it, and I was seeing it from her, I was seeing it from other community members and stuff. So, all I say is use what is working. Because I'm teaching the community, this is the method that I found when I was clearing the cyst, that once I rooted into this dynamic, right, the clearing statement, it worked the fastest. I had that cyst for 4 years. And for 3.5 years, I couldn't clear it, no matter what I did. I could sit here and I could name 50 different people that you would know out there that are, known higher level, what's considered high level spiritual people, but nothing cleared it as fast as that clearing statement cleared that cyst so fast from my field. And it wasn't just the clearing statement for the, oh, let me clear this cyst, whatever. As I said, it was other stuff that started popping up. The word betrayal came. I cleared be the word betrayal. I cleared, what was the other word? Desperation, right? I was clearing so much stuff that I finally got to a point with the cyst where it was ready to clear my body, right? So I'm offering to the community something that I know from myself, my personal self, because I did the work with it. I mean, I lived with that clearing statement every day, all day. It became my mantra. It's what I used. So if you're struggling with something, I'm offering it. If you feel you don't need it and you are doing the work in a different way, that's fine too. But I know that this works. So if you feel inclined to use it, that's awesome. Use it. If you don't feel inclined to use it and you want to do it a different way, that's great too. Be an observer to what you are creating in your reality. And if it's the other way is not working as effectively, try doing this or do a combination of both for a little bit and see what really speaks to you. But I just know that this is what works. So this is what I'm offering to the community. Okay. But that was good, Sue. I appreciate the conversation on that, and from the higher perspectives, there is no such thing as a right or a wrong or because there is no right or wrong or good or bad. But I do know that there is what works for most people. It might be the clearing statement because they might not have the ability to hold an intention for healing or clearing because we could say it once or twice. And that awareness to what it is not leaving the field because we're not really deeply intending it. I do find the words really help in that sense. So,
I appreciate that, Maria. I love you so much. And I've been activating since just before class started, and I'm just like heating up,
I wouldn't
and
see it.
like my whole body is active, and I'm trying to stay awake, but I'll take a nap later.
Yeah, we could see it. You're going into higher states of consciousness. That's good. You need it every, if you're activating, turn your monitor off if you want and close your eyes and sit back and just relax. That's fine too. Sometimes you're going to get activated, right? Where it's like these are the energies that we're bringing through. All right, okay, so we need to feel it because when we feel it, our heart can open more, which is actually what's happening to Sue. So she's feeling it and she's going into higher states of consciousness, which is activating the codes. But when you're not feeling it and your heart is closed, obviously, and you're in resistance to it, right? Those nodes of fate changed on January 11th. It's pulling us to it's our destiny, right? So look at where you are in your life, in your reality. We have to also understand, as I mentioned in the beginning of class, the intuition changed and how we're interacting in that has changed. So the last 18 months, we were in the self, me, my, I, because we were in Aries. Now the nodes of fate have changed again. We're not looking at relationships to figure ourselves out. We're looking at present, like what do I need from this moment now, right? That's why, as I shared with you earlier, I'm not looking to engage with what Beth is going through within herself. That's not my storyline anymore. That has cleared, and it's not my to doodle. I'm not there to fix that anymore. I'm not there to give guidance. I'm not there to give judgment, suggestions, or anything else, right? Because it's in her perfection. It's not needed. Nothing is needed by me. And what I'm dealing with is in my perfection, right? So sometimes we have to watch that too, is where we're not judging something, because then what it really comes back to is we're judging ourselves. If I'm judging somebody else, I'm judging myself. So we want to look at that too, right? So it's very intertwined right now. And this is going to advance our spirituality, our spiritual growth, right? So let's see. Where else? What else? We did that. We did that. Oh, the one thing I wanted to say that's coming to me is I did mention Neptune was one of the planets that are interacting or interplaying, or it's playing nicely with two other planets, while Mars, the Sun, and the Moon are kind of tense with each other. We have this other three planets, Neptune being one of them, that's playing nicely together. But because Neptune, when Neptune comes into the picture, it can be a little hazy or fuzzy. You might not see the forest for the trees, because things can feel a bit unclear, because Neptune is like a spiritual fog rolling in. All right. So if you, excuse me, if you are in the work and feel like you have a knowing of what you should be doing next or whatever, but you can't see it, you're not clear on it, that's okay. Let that be, because it's going to come around. The same could be said to if there's something you're engaged in doing or something you're working through. Could be like, Tamara with this business opportunity, Maria with the kids with the house. It could be anything where it doesn't feel quite clear. Sit in the intention of the desired manifestation anyway, right? We have to sit in it as if it has come into its fullness and nothing can deter it, nothing can stop it, because it's what is desired. Even if we can't see it because it seems a little hazy out there, like a thick fog has rolled in. Okay. Because it's only the planet Neptune. It's a good planet. It's a great planet. It's playing nicely. Neptune is all about intuition and expansion of consciousness and all of that. But sometimes it can make us feel unclear, uncertain. So don't get discouraged. All right. And like I said, we have that big planetary shift coming on the 25th. That day is going to anchor in the new timeline fully and officially. Now, that does mean that a lot more change is going to happen quickly. And it's not just change here in the United States and the government of the United States, it's change across the globe, right? I was seeing something the other day with England's parliament that's like getting hammered. Their government system is getting hammered, and there's other countries that are in an uproar with their government. Something else that came up, for those of you that are not aware, there's something taking place with Social Security. And they just ruled on a Social Security increase. I'm not really clear on who it's going to be affecting, but I'm sure if we are getting an increase on that, we're going to get a notice for it. But I know it's been passed by the House. They want this to happen. It will be retroactive, retrograde, which means that it will be activated, or you'll receive your the, something, a benefit, a notice of something next March. So there's things in the works that are taking place that are happening right now that, I mean, it's going to change everything. Everything is going to change, right? And I might be speaking in terms of the United States, but I am telling you, we are going to see massive changes as everything starts to collapse across the board. They just announced that they are banning red dye number three, finally. Okay, so you will not see strawberry shakes or smoothies or anything that uses strawberry flavoring with an artificial red dye number three coloring. I'm sure it's in Pop-Tarts. I'm sure it's in cereals. It's in everything. So they have finally banned that. Kids will finally be free from red dye number three. And so we know all of this garbage just promotes more autism and spectrum issues and all kinds of nonsense, ADHD, ADD, all of that stuff, right? So this is what we can expect going forward. We're going to see so much of this, okay, as it starts to roll out. One of the things that's happening here is the president-elect is going to be lowering interest rates on credit cards to 10%, because I don't know about you guys. I mean, I don't use mine to purchase and then pay off. If I use my credit card, it gets paid at the end of the month because I'm not paying 35% interest. And that's the nonsense that every single one of us is up against. So I do feel like this is the beginning of the collapse of the old patriarchy, of the system that is just not working anymore. Okay. And it has to collapse. So if you are, somewhere where you're seeing systems collapsing around you, try to be mindful that it has to happen so that something new can be reborn. And it's a positive thing, even if it looks like it might be something to be fearful of. It's not. This year, 2025, is going to be the year of change. It's a 9 year. It's all about endings, culminations, conclusions. And we're in a moon, the Cancer full moon, that is kicking off that cycle. Okay. So we want to really be, very celebratory in how we're looking at everything, because this is where we are headed. We're headed into these higher states of consciousness. It's going to be an interesting year of very fast-paced changes because the energies are so much faster. Once we get into 2026, that's going to be about new beginnings, and we're going to be able to see a lot more resolve in the way of healing. Okay. But this year, we're going to see a lot of change. So, try to go with the flow. Don't try to get in front of it because it's going to be like a bullet train, you'll get run over, right? We want to just watch as everything is happening. Because I have two companies, I have been watching this whole thing with BOI playing out, where the government wants you to disclose your business ownership information if you have a corporation. And, I've taken the stance that I'm not filing that because they already know who I am. I had to file that when I incorporated. So, as a corporation, they know I am the sole proprietor and 100% share owner of my business, right? And on the other business, the herbal business, they know that I am a 50% share owner on that business. You have to own, if you own 25% of a company, you have to be disclosed, right, as an owner to it. It's in federal courts. It just went back in the federal court again. It's sitting there now. It's probably going to get killed because it doesn't make any sense. It just is another one of those things where, the current government wants control. So, but this is where we have to really just not get frustrated by it, let it unfold and see what is presenting through it, because it's just presenting for the purpose of restructuring. Okay. So try not to get carried away in the current of emotion. If other people are having emotion to it or whatever, just keep going within and see what feels right or what speaks to you. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Any thoughts or questions or anything that you want to share? No? Okay. We're in the process of creating new timelines, all of us, no matter where you are, no matter where you live, no matter what it is that you're doing. So I want you to be as present as possible in choosing what it is you're engaging in. Is this right for me? Does this feel right for me? Does this feel aligned for me? Okay. And if it doesn't feel aligned for you, don't do it just because it's habitual or it's something you've always done or somebody wants you to do it. Do it because you really want to do it. Otherwise, don't do it. Okay. Because it's not in our best interest anymore to just do something, because these timelines, when we choose them, are going to have consequences if it's not pulling us to our destiny, right? Like this timeline for me with Florida. I've been in resistance to it, but the minute my destiny stream activated last year, which was like somewhere in, I think it was September, this timeline for Florida just activating, presenting, then it was getting clearer and clearer and clearer until it got to a point where it's like, yep, that's the only timeline that I could be on because it's the only one that makes sense. It's the only one that's presenting in the easiest fashion. I'm not going to have to drag myself down it. Nobody's got to pull me to it. It's the easiest one for me to navigate. Everything is lighting up. It's like a runway with all the lights coming in for a landing. There's no turbulence. It's easy peasy, and everything is in its perfection. So that means that's the timeline. And that's what we have to watch for when we're navigating new realities. So be very careful. You want to be careful about that. Okay. And really pay attention to what's presenting. Sue?
So I just wanted to say something about that community group that I started, and the young woman who's redoing my labels and my website and all those things. She and I are in the group so far, which is great. Yay. And there was another woman that I felt she was so ready to go into her next shift, her next expansion. And before Christmas, it was like she just crashed into a lower realm and she stayed there. And the other two people who were like so excited about it, like they just kind of vanished. And I really feel like it may go slowly.
Okay.
And I've seen people like crashing now, like
Yeah.
instead of expanding. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not an authentic timeline, and I think, like I want to clarify something here too, because this is bringing up another layer. When we all are under this impression from the outer influences of the outer reality talking to us, right? From TikTok, which by the way might be banned. So if you're a TikToker, it might get banned. It's going to depend on the court system, because even if the president-elect comes into office, he's not going to have an authority over whether or not they're going to ban TikTok, because it has to do with being owned by China. And they've been collecting all kinds of data. I mean, I wrote a post on this 4 years ago, that TikTok was doing that. So it shouldn't come to us to, as a surprise to anybody, because this is what they were doing. So we're seeing a lot of collapse, but a lot of people, to Sue's point, a lot of people are under the impression that they have to align with their purpose, right? And a lot of times we'll give our power away to someone else who's going to tell us what we're supposed to be in our life, whether it's a medium or a healer or our guidance counselor who wanted me to be a secretary, right? And so we're giving our heart away to those people that are well-meaning but might not really have a clear vision of our soul's timeline, that the authentic timeline. There's very few people out there that can do that, right? We have a couple of them in this community that are really good with that. Arlene is good with that. Jen El Masri, who does animal communication, she's really good, very good with that. So you got two people right there that are like super good with that, but not a lot of people. It's something that you have to really be pay attention to and be very clear about, because if you're not clear about the pathway, you're not going to read somebody's timeline that their soul is supposed to be on. Because if my soul is supposed to be working with horses, let's say, right? And somebody reads me and says, I'm supposed to be, let's say I'm supposed to keep doing one-on-one readings or something like that. But horses keep showing up in my reality. But I think I'm supposed to be doing one-on-one readings. And then I'm struggling to do one-on-one readings. I'm just using this as an example. But the horses keep showing up. And then I pass them on a road I'm walking down, the people riding them, like, hey. And I'm like, hey, your horse is beautiful. Yeah, you should come over to the stable. You can hang out sometimes. You can do whatever you want. And I'm like, oh, that would be so nice. I love horses. Yeah, you should come down and ride sometime. Come to the stable, whatever. And then I go, yeah, that's great. Now I gotta promote myself. I gotta tell everybody how great I am. I have to do this, I have to do that. And I'm working so hard on trying to be a one-on-one coach, right? There's a problem with the timeline there. It's not my timeline. That's not my authenticity. But if I go down to that barn and suddenly magic happens, and suddenly I find myself engaging with people, and those people are telling me that they're having an issue with their horse, and I'm suddenly connecting to the horse and connecting to the issues and connecting to the rider and connecting the rider and the horse in an energy way, giving them a better connection with each other, making miracles happen. It's safe to say that that pathway that I'm supposed to be on is the one with the horse, regardless of what other people say, right? So this really takes a perspective within ourselves to know where we're supposed to be. And I feel like many people don't do that because they're thinking, I should be doing this, because they're using their noggin. And when we're using our noggin, we're unconscious. We're unconscious beings. So they're using their head because they think it should be this, and then they crash and burn because they're not on the right timeline. When we come into our heart and we do what brings us the greatest amount of joy, the greatest amount of joy, right? It's going to amplify. It's going to amplify, and it's going to give us opportunities to continue to amplify and have the greatest amount of joy. So if I go to that stable and start hanging with people, or they're like, hey, just come down and hang out, whatever. I start talking, and the next thing I know, they want to pay me to help them with their horse, whatever. And suddenly I've got all these clients at the stable, and I have no one-on-ones for regular coaching. I have to put two and two together and say, I've got to go down to the stable. That's where I'm meant to be. And maybe that's where my alignment is, right? But people get in their head and they get stuck. So if you're watching a lot of people crash and burn, Sue, and that's going to happen, we're going to see a lot of that over the next, year. It's because they're probably not on their soul path. They're not where their alignment should be pointing to. Right? So we have to look at that, and we have to use that as an opportunity for us to start to pay attention and read into the timelines. Do I see a different timeline for that person? And it's just play practice, right? Because then you'll see your timelines. You see the timelines for yourself. Does that make sense? Yeah. And sometimes too, we can be on a timeline, and that timeline is going to take some time to progress. And it's taking the time to progress because what we don't realize or haven't checked into is the situation we have right now. Like we have Mars retrograde in Cancer. Mars, when it's direct, is fire. It's like, go time, come on, get your warrior on, let's go, we're gonna go, we gotta do this, we're ready, you're late to the party, let's go, hurry up, we gotta go, right? And makes you feel like you gotta go. But when it's retrograde in Cancer, it's going to focus you inward like Mercury would if it was retrograde and ask you to look at everything that you have to do in order to prepare and line everything up for the next step. It's like my move here. My move could not have happened any faster than it's going to happen because I have to pack, I have to get everything sorted, have to get everything in its place, and then I can move. Right. So while during this whole process of packing and sifting and sorting and donating and getting rid of stuff, which I've been doing like a madwoman, right? I'm also in a holding pattern. So you might be in the pattern of creation right now. And that's what you have to look at. You have to look at and say, let me create and get all my ducks in a row because then, after Mars is done retrograding on the 23rd or 24th, I'm ready to roll out. I'm ready to go. And that's
I
what.
feel so chill and relaxed lately.
Yeah.
And like, there's nothing I need to do.
Yeah. Just because. There's nothing to do because the energies have not shifted yet. We're in a holding pattern with Mars in retrograde. It wants us to hurry up and wait. Hurry up, let's go. Wait. All right, just a few minutes longer. Oh, hurry up. You got to get that done. Oh, good. You got to do. Okay, we're going to just wait a few minutes, right? You're going to have this the whole month. You're going to have this all the way into February. It's about getting ready to be ready to go. Right? We have to prepare that. We have to build that. We have to get clear. Is this really where I want to be? Is this what I really want to do? Does this feel most aligned? Do a breath check-in. How does that feel in my body? Does it feel good? Does it feel authentic or does it feel fake? What does that feel like as we start to prepare to move forward? Okay, so it's going to be really important. It's going to be really important when Mars comes out of retrograde and goes direct because we'll want to have prepared ourselves for what's next. I know on the 24th of February, I'm moving. My stuff is getting picked up by that truck. I gotta be ready. There can't be anything loose on the floor. There can't be any parts that are not ready to go. I gotta go. Right? So I have to get prepared for that. And that means a lot of internal work needs to be done. As much as I might like to be there right now, it's not the time. I got to do the work first, right? I might want to be out of this situation because it might be more comfortable. It's not the right time. I got to move through this. I have to go through this. I have to participate in this. I have to be the observer of it. It's giving me great purpose. There's something very, very pure here that I'm needing to experience in this, right? And what did I say earlier? Not needing to come from a place of ego where I need to resolve this for her or with her, right? Like it's not mine. And I could step back and let my ego take a time out and be like, yo, you got to sit in the corner and just rest because there's nothing we can do here. We don't have a purpose here, right? So it's knowing when to step back, when to let somebody realize, hey, I'm in victim mode. I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time. Yeah, you are. Yep. What are you going to do about it? What do you mean? What am I going to do about it? Well, what do you think I should do about it? I think you should really look at that and think about what you need to do. Right? Because what is that role again? It's about being the savior to somebody. This is an introspective time. We have to, we want a different outcome. We have to tell the universe we want a different outcome. Right? Comes down to us. Yeah. Does that make sense to everybody? This is a really big time that we're in, really powerful time that we're in. Right? We're only responsible for ourselves. We're not responsible for anybody else. We're not saving anybody else. It's us. We're going here. We're going within. Right? It might be uncomfortable for us to see somebody else uncomfortable. That's gonna create growth for us. Right? Takes us out of hero mode, takes us out of saving mode, takes us out of the identification with the victim mode, takes us out of all of that. Right? Ah, they're being a victim. I can't see it. It's so hard. Let me go in there and save them so they don't have to be a victim. So I don't have to see it and I don't have to feel it and I don't have to deal with it. Why? Because it triggered my victim. But then, am I healing the victim if I go and save them and I rush in with all the solutions and the answers? No. I haven't let them grow through it. Right? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful thing? Doesn't that feel good? Right? We don't have to save anybody. Yeah, Arlene says it's like the butterfly struggling to come out of the cocoon. Exactly. Sometimes we have to let people go through it. You know, we have to, we can, you know, have the seeds, the nuggets, the wisdom. Most of the time, we just have to be present and show up in our own strength, not saying a word. And somebody will be like, how come you're not breaking down? How come you're not freaking out? Because I'm being present to what is, and I'm looking at it from a different awareness, and I might choose a different pathway and knowing what I know. And then they go, well, what do you know? I want to do that too, right? Just because you are the epitome of strength. So be very clear and careful with that. I see people do that all the time. Don't be one of those people, right? Don't, if you're going to get your victim consciousness triggered, work through it. Work through it. You're feeling triggered because you're seeing somebody be a victim. Work through it. Don't aid and abet because you keep your victim consciousness then. So that's a, it's a, you know, it's a karmic cycle right there. It's that cycle of abuse, right? So we have to be clear to that. So.
That's the first time I've been able to be silent and just leave people on their journeys. It's different for me.
Good.
I'm taking it. Yay.
Good. I mean that is like, you know, that's the first sign that we're moving beyond the ego mind, right? Because the ego is not in charge anymore. The higher consciousness is dictating where we need to interact and where we need to play. Yeah, it's a big one. All right, I have to hop off because I have a client after this. I love you guys so much. I really do. I'm so happy we got an opportunity to connect today. Let's see when our next one is. It's a 7 p.m. inner healer on Wednesday, the 29th. Okay. So I will look forward to seeing all of you then. Love you guys. One of our members, our community members, Joanne, was in a little fender bender, a little accident. She's okay. I talked to her last night. But if you are inclined to send her a little healing, she could use some healing. Okay. So that is a reminder, too, for me to remind all of you, please be present in everything you're doing, especially driving, because people are not present. Some guy drove right through the stop sign yesterday as I was going to drop off to the donation place. And I stopped, and he wasn't even at the stop sign yet, but I heard wait very clear and loud in my mind. So I just sat there for a second, and he tapped the brake and rolled right through. He would have hit me. I would have been, we would have probably both front ends would have hit each other. Because he didn't even stop. So pay attention. Listen to your higher guidance, right? It's there. It wants to keep training us for more, bigger, better, right? So just sit in that, all right? Tamara, we're all rooting for you. So excited about that.
Thank you.
Liz had a great outcome with her friend. Turned out it was a better outcome than she had originally or initially thought about, right? That it was going to be. So we are all pulling together for the highest creation possible. And when you create from the highest place within you, your reality can change. There is a reality out there where Liz's friend's outcome was exactly what Liz's friend was anticipating or expecting, but Liz shifted her reality. And now that's not the case, right? So take responsibility for your reality, right? In Maria's reality, she's going to see her kids get the house. In Tamara's reality, she's going to see herself receiving the check in her hand, right? Like whatever it is that you're working on out there, you know, just know that you're going to receive it, right? And that I hold you all in my grace every single day for the more that you are. For the best that can be, right? For the infinite potential that we all hold within us, okay? So I love you all very, very much. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. Enjoy your weekend. Stay present. Create from the highest place within you. All right? All right, guys. Have a
Bye.
wonderful
Thank you.
rest of
Bye.
you.
Bye.
Love
Have a
you
good week,
all.
everybody. Love you all.
Love you.